From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, he spent tens of millions of his own dollars to get into the U.S. Senate just 4 years ago. Now he plans to get out. First, the lead, which is Iraq and security and voting. Here are developments in the last day. U.S. forces are going to add more troops for extra security for the Iraq elections at the end of next month. 12,000 more for a total of about 150,000. There are many worries about that election and calls in Iraq and elsewhere to delay the vote. At the White House this morning, President Bush said no, the vote will go as scheduled.
It's time for these people to vote, and I'm looking forward to it. It's one of those moments in history where a lot of people will be amazed that a society has been transformed so quickly from one of tyranny and torture and mass graves to one in which people are actually allowed to express themselves at the ballot.
But as to security concerns in Iraq, here's one indicator. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad today ordered everyone on the staff there to stop driving to the Baghdad airport. The road's too dangerous. Britain issued the same order for its embassy yesterday. Instead of driving, people get ferried between the airport and the more secure downtown Green Zone by helicopter. Alyssa Rubin is in Baghdad as co-bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times. Alyssa, welcome back. And when did you last drive that road?
I was last on the road on Tuesday.
How far is it and what is it like?
Well, it's not a very long stretch of road. I can't tell exact length, maybe 5 or 6 kilometers. And it's like a freeway, a highway, and there's a lot of Iraqi vehicles on it, but there are many, many U.S. military convoys on that road, and they are, wherever they are always targets.
So is it especially dangerous to be driving on it? What, if you're in a car that's marked as an American car? I mean, you still drive that road.
We drive that road, but we drive in very beat-up old Iraqi cars, and that makes you look pretty much like all the other Iraqis on the road. If you're in an armored vehicle, the kind of SUVs that lots of Americans use, or American embassy staff, that sort of thing, then that makes you a target. And of course, if you're a military vehicle, you're a target. And if you're anywhere near a military vehicle, you could get caught in crossfire or inadvertently harmed.
I just wonder about reaction there in Iraq to Mr. Bush's comments today that this election must go ahead, because if, as you say, it's so dangerous that one can't drive safely to the airport, that certainly suggests there would be genuine security concerns about this vote.
Well, I think there are genuine security concerns about the election. They tend to be confined or worst in the majority Sunni provinces. But obviously there are real security problems here, and those are something that I guess the military is going to try to deal with in the next 2 months. But it's a tall order. There are a lot of different areas that have pretty serious difficulties. People have trouble registering to vote. People, it's unclear where the polling places will be. It's unclear whether or not lots of people might be attacked on Election Day.
Alyssa Rubin, co-bureau chief of the LA Times in Baghdad. Alyssa, thank you.